Hey, Clint got the carelessness of an Astros medical staff employee.
Yeah,
he could work for the Astros.
Yep, medical staff. Yep. And I think he might be in a better shot than that. But speaking of that, the Jake Myers situation is interesting. I heard Luke Merrill earlier today on In the Loop say they played they embarrassed themselves yesterday and then they played the game. And that is fitting to me. If you missed it, Jake Myers, who got injured in the Dodgers series, came out mid-game. They said him missed at least the first two games of this series against the Guardians. And then when we were leaving last night, it had been known that I don't even know if there was a report on how he was feeling, but he was just in the lineup.
Yeah.
Just in the two spot in center field. All right.
Yeah. I saw the tweet. Tyler put it on our social media.
Yep.
Sports Radio 16. Hey, look, Jake Myers is back in the lineup. LFG. And I was like, well, let's go then. T-Mill, let's go, dog. Little did we know, though.
Yeah. But they put it out, and he went through, as he said, like a 25-minute type of, potential workout where he did some things. But ultimately, as the team came running out of the dugout, Brandon Walters running to the mound, everybody's running out of the dugout. He goes down in a heap. He goes down in a heap and doesn't make it to center field. I don't know if he made it out of the infield. But he doesn't make it.
It did not look like it.
He doesn't make it to center field. He goes down, and it is guess what? The calf as the culprit, and they don't even walk him. They probably, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm starting to get even more angry. They probably should have grabbed a cart to come get him, right? Instead of having him walking, leaning against somebody.
I hadn't even thought of that, dude, but absolutely.
They did it for Jake Odorizzi a couple of years ago.
They got him a cart.
Oh, my God.
Remember that? They did it for that Jake.
Why not this Jake? They gave it to Crugier Hill. Remember, he went off on a cart and got hands laid on him by Jack.
It sucks to suck.
For a knee bruise. Like, why did they not even have a cart?
That's a great point.
He walked. I mean, that was a long distance he walked. Because clearly they didn't want him to go down the dugout, down steps.
It sucks to suck.
Well, you know the reason why. They didn't think he needed it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the same reason why they ain't get an MRI in the first place.
Yeah,
they ain't think he needed it.
So Jake went down, and I still don't think we have any understanding if he's been put on the IL yet. Hell, he might be in the lineup tomorrow is all we know. But it would assume the way he looked, it didn't look good the way he was gingerly walking off through the gate back there in the outfield as they took him back. We haven't really had any word. He did speak to the media for some reason last night. But I want you and the people to tell me if you think I am being over the top with this, because this is my thinking at this point. I think this whole injury situation, which is the training staff, when it comes to if somebody else has a problem or an issue, them determining things, how long it takes for guys to get back. By the way, Zach DiCenzo, these nuts, still isn't swinging a bat. How long it takes guys to get back. 26 months since the last time we saw Luis Garcia.
Yeah.
Multiple setbacks. I truly think this could derail them from winning a championship. I think we've reached the stage where this is not just a big deal of, like, individual guys. I think this is going to potentially be the thing that stops them from winning a championship, because this is now we don't know when Jake's going to come back. Who knows when Yordan's going to come back? Who knows what's going to happen with the Christian Javiers and the Luis Garcias and the JP Francis who are trying to get back? Who knows what's going to happen to Spencer Arrighetti? Who knows with all of this that's going to happen? I honestly think this is injury gate, all of the stuff that goes around it, getting hurt, getting them up, because I don't think any of this is a coincidence. I don't think it's a coincidence, Brandon and Tyler, that the team that seems to struggle getting people back and struggle to figure out diagnosis on players also has a team that seems for the last 2 years that's had a damn scroll of players every single week that are injured. I don't think that's a coincidence either. So I maybe I'm being too harsh, or maybe I'm going over the top, or Ron, you're reaching on this one. You could tell me if I am. But I do feel like this is the thing that could derail them.
Now, to me, it's the difference between thought process of where they were when they handled business against the Dodgers and where they are now. And I think the fact that they lost this series, the fact that they got swept in this series, is more of a coincidence in terms of how you feel about it. But it is right there, like on the heels of them losing, or right before they get swept on that same night. This is the stuff, type of stuff that we're talking about. But in the Dodgers series, I'm thinking, man, look around here and see all of this stuff that they're overcoming. Everything that's happened, everything that you just laid out, from the pitching staff to not having one of the better hitters in baseball, certainly the best hitter on your team, the guy that you probably expected to lead your team in OPS, hasn't played since early May, has only played a small fraction amount of the games for you, and here you are sweeping one of the better constructed baseball teams that we've ever seen, and certainly the most expensive.
Sweeping the Phillies.
Taking
two or three from the Cubs.
And so showing a pattern of really good baseball, going back to early June, the hottest team in baseball. Look at everything that you're overcoming and what you're showing the baseball world in terms of what you're capable of. And then to this, it's like, oh, yeah, but part of what you're overcoming, I forgot to mention this, part of what you're overcoming, it appears, is yourself. Right? Like you're not just overcoming bad luck and bad circumstance.
Yeah, you're adding to some of the reasons that you're having to overcome.
Exactly. There is some bad luck thrown in the mix here, but you are part of the problem. And the longer this lingers and the more it happens, the more part of the problem it appears that you are. So, yeah, no, I don't think that's crazy to say. I think that's the logical feeling based off of what's happened. Like before, it's, hey, look how they're overcoming everything. And now it's, oh, man, they've overcome all of these things. Are they going to be able to overcome themselves? Is this the thing that's going to sink them? And I think it's a fair question. Could they mismanage their way health-wise, mismanage their way to, you know, out of a championship?
Because, as Brenton in the Heights says, in the Astros' defense, they have a day off today, and the All-Star break is coming up, so they definitely needed to rush Jake back. I sense the sarcasm.
Yeah, right.
With a 7-game lead as well in the division. Now, but if you look at it right, it feels like to me, Jordan Alvarez, if he does come back, and when he does come back, it seems like he's going to miss more time than he needed to miss.
It seems like he's already missed more time than
right. Like whenever this does happen, it seems like there's a fair thought by Astros fans or anybody with brains that if he played for, let's just pick a team, the Toronto Blue Jays, that he'd be back, or he would have been back faster than he would as he is here. It seems like Jake Myers is probably going to be out longer than he should have been.
Well, think about it like this.
And who knows what is... Luis Garcia has not pitched in 26 months.
They put Jordan Alvarez on the 60-day injured list after he had already missed basically 60 games. Days. So, I mean, that if they were anticipating or projecting that he was going to miss that many games, they might have put him on the 60-day to begin with, or the 30-day, or whatever it is. So, yeah, no, it's very obvious and clear that they were not anticipating this, that he's already missed more games than they thought. And, of course, we can go back to, oh, yep, there's a fracture there, but guess what? It's 60% healed, which is say it's been broken. We ain't know it.
Yep, and he's still not swinging a bat. And they're going to be the ones. Like, that's the scary thing.
Oh, and then we sent him to Florida to get it right, and then, oh, you know what? Yeah. That turns out he's still
that's the scary thing.
He's hurting there, too.
And that's the other part is they are going to be the ones who determine when Jeremy Pena is ready to start swinging again.
Oh, God.
When Jordan Alvarez is ready for a third time to start swinging again. They're going to determine again when Jake is ready to run again. Unless Jim Crane does something different. Whew. All right. That's the latest thing. I honestly think this is becoming this may stop you from winning a championship. And you all know how hard that is.
Well, and the thing that worries me about the whole, because I'm not against what you're saying, advocating for change. Somebody got to get fired. Somebody's got to get reassigned at the very least. Like, we got to switch it up. But also, when it's July 10th in the middle of a baseball season, you figure that all of the medical expertise that is in baseball at this point is either occupied or doing something. There's like, where do you go find really your solution at this point? Like, and I'm not saying it's impossible.
It's gotta be some really old guy.
I don't feel great about it. Like, I would hope that your plan was better going into it. I don't like your chances of finding that guy on July 10th.
I give Dr. James Andrews everything I got to see.
Might have to. Clearly.
Yeah. All right, tonight. And I wonder how much you're going to be in this. I wonder how much Tyler's going to be into this, and you all as well. And Tyler's at a different end of the spectrum than we are. Tonight, Cooper Flay versus Bronny James. Summer League tickets are selling for a historic amount. Lower Bowl tickets are going for $650, while courtside tickets for $2,500. Cooper versus Bronny tonight, ESPN. Listen, I want to tell you this. I love Bronny like a godson. But this ain't about Bronny James. You think it is? How much you think this is about Bronny James?
Oh, the basketball part, absolutely zero.
But you think, I'm talking about, you think the money part of you think there is, because I'll be honest, I watched his first game. I'm not saying there wasn't nobody there, but I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I feel like this is more Cooper Flag brought in.
Yeah.
A lot more Cooper. Like, the interest is in him that they feel like they could charge this kind of money.
So
that'll be packed.
A term that I think is overly used, or sometimes just improperly used, but often used, is clickbait. And this is, like, as a professional headline writer, and I can at least say I'm that, as someone who writes headlines for a living, I can tell you without a shout of a doubt, okay, that this was all about just getting the popular names in the headline. The story and the basketball intrigue is simply in Cooper Flag. But Bronny James is, whether he's good or not, whether he's a superstar or whether he's the last guy on the bench, he's famous. So you've work his name into the headline one way or another.
But do you think that the prices and the ticket charging of the ticket would change if Bronny was in the game or not?
I think you can charge for famous people, yes.
So I think
it's got less to do with the quality of basketball player.
You think he's getting a piece of why they're charging so much?
I think he could be a reason why they charge so much, yes. Now, I think it's mostly Cooper Flag.
I was going to say,
he's Bronny James. Like, even if it's just to go watch LeBron James' son not be good at basketball, that's more expensive than saying watch any old other person that's a second-round pick not be good at basketball.
The only reason why I feel like this is more Cooper is because they had, like, this isn't the first game that the Lakers have played this year in the Summer League, and they didn't just come out in droves in that one. So that's my thing. But for me, I do think it's mostly Cooper. And my thought is, wow, okay. This is a Summer League game that is being treated like a big kind of a deal with him in it. And there is clearly interest in it. And I wonder how many people, is this something that, all right, I'm at least kind of looking on my calendar to check out.
Yeah.
It is for me. I'm guessing it is for you. I don't know
all
if
of
it is
Cooper
for
Flag,
Tyler.
Yeah, everything Cooper Flag does, basically.
I don't know if this one is for Tyler.
I will not be tuned in.
But I think a lot of people will, and a lot of people are charged. They're charging for this, which is a good sign for the NBA of, hey, Cooper Flag is somebody that people care about.
Yeah.
And are willing to and I think maybe even a little bit more than I even realized that he would, like, his first game would be like this.
Yeah, I think that it helps to me that you've got, like, on the other side of it, you've at least got a name in Bronny James, even if, hey, we don't want to see Bronny checking them. We don't really care to see Bronny play at all. But you can just not just say, hey, it's Cooper Flagg's debut, but it's Cooper Flagg and, hey, on the other end is Bronny James. Like, I think that part of it helps. But Cooper Flagg, just in and of himself, I think is one of the more intriguing number one picks that you'll get. Obviously, we just had Wimby a couple of years ago. But Cooper Flagg's going to be one of those guys, right?
I wondered how captivating he would be to people. And this is a good start. ESPN is treating it like, obviously, it's on their airways. But they're treating it like a big deal. When, I mean, obviously, it's kind of the season where there's not a whole bunch going on. But they are treating this like a really big
deal. He's got the game and he's got the other things going for him that make it make sense.
Oh, I got it.